Okay, so again, my name is Jennifer Goldbron, and today I'm here to talk about an evidence-based assessment that we created, California WIC, in combination with the UC Davis Human Lactation Center. Very short. And I have no financial interest to disclose. And so what happened, the background of this project, is that the UC Davis Human Lactation Center, in collaboration with California State WIC program, created an evidence-based assessment to be used in peer counseling breastfeeding programs within WIC agencies. And the purpose of this assessment was to evaluate current breastfeeding services of local WIC agencies in relation to evidence-based practices that we found in the literature. This comparison allows local agencies to identify gaps in their breastfeeding program services and their programs and policies. The gaps identified could then be used to create clear goals toward the achievement of exemplary peer counseling programs. It also, the gaps were also used to inform and target program design. Okay. And that's what I just had there. Oh. It went forward an extra one. So the California State WIC programs actually sent out a letter to all 83 WIC agencies in California, inviting them to complete this assessment as part of their request for funding for peer counseling programs. So in phase one of this, which was the testing phase in spring of 2010, we had 19 local WIC agencies, both with and without peer counseling programs, complete the assessment. And then in phase two, we had 44 local agencies applying for peer counseling funds specifically to start either a new peer counseling programs or expand existing peer counseling programs, complete the assessment. And they used their results to actually plan their funding and the design of their programs. So the goal of the overarching goal of this is to support peer counseling program success. And the long-term goal of this project is to implement an ongoing internal assessment of peer counseling programs. So what we're doing is we're actually taking the data from these assessments at baseline, which would have been this fall, and then we're going to compare the results of the assessment from this fall to a year from now and see which steps were made in progress towards best practices and programs. So the big goals are to promote, again, and support that stepwise progress toward breastfeeding best practices, and also to build collaborative efforts within California to standardize peer counseling program best practices so that the programs are more standardized from agency to agency. So now I just want to give a quick overview of how we created this assessment. We did an extensive literature review that focused on identifying specific peer counseling program services, protocols, or policies that were directly related to increasing breastfeeding rates and positive breastfeeding outcomes. We also did an extensive literature review looking at the barriers to existing peer counseling programs. So we looked at peer counseling programs across the United States currently and what they reported as their barriers, and we identified those. And then we created evidence-based indicators and organized them into an assessment tool. And again, all of those indicators were based on the best practices that we found in the literature. And we created this assessment tool for the local agencies to evaluate their own services in comparison to best practices. So for the purpose of this assessment, the program indicators referred to either policies or protocols in WIC breastfeeding programs at the local level that supported successful breastfeeding outcomes. Agencies collected the data for this assessment at the policy level, not the individual level. We know WIC clinics and agencies are very busy, and so we didn't want them to have to collect individual level data. And it's also been shown that even creating change in policy level data can affect individual changes in behavior. And so we wanted this assessment to be feasible and useful for agencies. So we organized all of our indicators into this three-tiered internal assessment. And we wanted it, again, to promote that stepwise progress toward best practices. And so each of the levels created a different indicator. And I'll show you how that works. And so the agencies that filled this out were asked to do what's in the bottom box there. So they were asked to say, for each of the following categories, please choose the level that best describes your agency's current breastfeeding program and services. And so they answered these assessment indicators based on where they were currently in their program. Level one met breastfeeding-friendly WIC program activities and practices. These were minimum standards that were identified by the California State WIC program. Level two met California State WIC PC program requirements, so USDA requirements for peer counseling funding based on the Loving Support model. So those were level two. And then if agencies went to level three. Level three were the most current evidence-based indicators of best practices for an exemplary breastfeeding peer counseling program. So level three was best practices. After testing this out, we realized that we needed a none of the above because some agencies weren't even meeting the minimum breastfeeding-friendly activities in their clinics. And so we tried to make this as friendly as possible, though, because in choosing the none of the above or level zero for a particular program indicator, we wanted the agencies to use that as, okay, this is where we need to grow. This is where we need to improve. And so it helped them to actually identify the specific areas that they needed to improve and grow in. There were no penalties. There were only opportunities to assess the areas and to focus their future efforts. Okay. The assessment that we created went through a really extensive review process. We created a breastfeeding peer counseling work group within California, and it was comprised of 21 members, most of which who were local agency breastfeeding coordinators or breastfeeding program managers. We also included staff from California WIC Association, from State WIC, and also from us at the UC Davis Human Lactation Center. So we had everyone provide feedback for us on feasibility of the assessment because, again, we wanted it to be useful for the agencies. We didn't want it to be something that took them, you know, 6 weeks to fill out or we knew it wouldn't happen. And so we wanted it to be feasible. And then they also made comments on the importance of the indicators, how important they thought each individual indicator was. They helped us with the wording and also with the formatting. And through consensus, we came up with a final version of the assessment. It ended up being an online survey. The group thought that would be the most efficient way to do it. And so we used kind of like SurveyMonkey, but it was Vista Survey System. And so again, just an online survey. And we gave them a hard copy of the assessment to fill out, and then they would get online and with their filled out hard copy, enter it into the computer. Makes it really nice for data analysis later. And again, those program indicators were assessed based on the agency's target population, not on their whole agency as a whole, but who their breastfeeding peer counseling program was targeting. Thank you. And so their target population, again, was defined at the beginning of the assessment process. So for one of our agencies, Riverside, their breastfeeding peer counseling program focused on African American women in a certain number of their sites. And so that was what their assessment was based on. Level two and three indicators, again, they were a little bit higher level based on either USDA Loving Support guidelines or best practices. So we required a written policy in place so that they could let us know that they really were doing those things. We ended up with six categories and 22 indicators total. Oh, 24. They grew after the first pilot phase. So these are the assessment indicator categories, prenatal breastfeeding support and education, postpartum breastfeeding support and education, staff training, other site operational policies, administrative, and fostering positive relationships among staff members. Now, some of those are specific protocols for education and, you know, number of contacts, number of visits with a mom, you know, seeing her within the first 7 days postpartum. So some of those are services, and then some of those are policy driven to increase peer counseling, peer counselors' retention. And so that's what the fostering of the relationships and why it's important. Okay. And I just wanted to give you one example of the indicators. So this category is prenatal group education, and the wording of the indicator is an interactive group breastfeeding education session taught by a peer counselor or IBCLC is offered to prenatal women at least 2 times per month. And the evidence behind that is that, and that's the level 3 indicator, so that's the best practices. The evidence behind that is that several studies found group education to be the most effective form of education prenatally. And women who attended support groups prenatally were greater than 2 times more likely to intend to breastfeed than women who did not attend. And that was regardless of their knowledge and their barrier beliefs. And so we thought that was a very important indicator to include. So our field testing process is that we field tested this in 19 local WIC agencies all over Northern and Southern California, small agencies, big agencies, rural, urban. We tried to keep it, you know, across the board. The post-testing data we collected was on time to complete, feasibility of the assessment, how easy it was, cost, and then also just the ease of use of the questions. And this is what the baseline data looked like for the testing agencies. So this is for the 19 testing agencies. As you can see, there was a huge range in caseload. So we had an agency with 575 participants, and then we had Public Health Foundation, Enterprise WIC in Southern California with 326,000 participants. And then IBCLCs were kind of all over the place. Breastfeeding per counselors were all over the place. Exclusive breastfeeding rates ranged from 9 to up to 50%. So again, California is pretty all over the board. Feedback that we got from the testing sites, one of the local agencies said, I found it very, very useful. This is great because I know where I am and know where I am going. So it gave me a real clear work plan. Another agency said it also helps me to sell it to my director, my board, my CEO, because they always want to be an exemplary clinic. They see the standards and they're like, oh, we're only a 2. Why aren't we a 3? Good question. So this kind of set the stage for California WIC breastfeeding per counseling programs to, this is where we want to go. We want best practices and this is what we're going toward. And major things that we noticed from collecting the assessments from the testing group, breastfeeding program evaluation was a strength from almost all of the agencies. They did have a lot of clinic staff meetings where they included all of the breastfeeding staff to foster those relationships and foster those referrals. They had the breastfeeding friendly environments, so they had a, you know, safe, a private place for the participants to breastfeed. They were WHO compliant with all of their materials. Generally, they had a pretty good number of IBCLC on staff compared to participants, and they were real strong on staff training, both breastfeeding and infant behavior. Potential gaps, though, that we identified, not a lot of employee recognition programs, and the literature found that that was really important for improving retention among peer counselors. Prenatal breastfeeding education was just not strong. So we saw a lot of, you know, they didn't have a lot of group classes for prenatal education. They didn't talk to moms a lot about breastfeeding prenatally in the one-on-one sessions. And that's huge because, as we saw on that other slide, that, you know, prenatal intention to breastfeed is a huge factor in actually breastfeeding. And so that's something that needs to be focused on. Also, their postpartum breastfeeding education was pretty inconsistent. And so not a lot of them were seeing moms really early postpartum. We had a couple sites that had the hospital, you know, birth information and could talk to moms really quick after, but most of them wouldn't see the moms for several weeks. Thanks. Okay. So conclusions, the local WIC agencies were successfully using the assessments to identify gaps in their own programs. They used the findings to target their future funding and their efforts. They also used the assessment as a blueprint in designing a new program. So for those that were applying for new funding, they used our assessment as a way to kind of blueprint how their program would look. We have a new cohort of 44 local agencies that just filled this out, and so we're going to look at the data from that next. And that is it for me. So if you have any questions, just let me know. Thank you.
If the presenters will come up, we have about maybe 4 minutes for questions. I know some of you had questions for some of the earlier presenters, so please.
Inconsistent. And so there wasn't, we looked at policy level, and there were not protocols or policies in place saying, you know, women need to attend this prenatal group, or, you know, we need to contact women within this amount of time when they're enrolled on the program to discuss breastfeeding. There just were not, like, policies and protocols in place to do that. And so we wanted to get it at a more formal level so that, you know, things might be in their heads of what they do. But what if that director leaves? You know, what's gonna happen to the next group? There's a lot of turnover usually. And so for training, you know, we wanna keep it consistent. So I think, you know, some agencies had it, some didn't. It was just really inconsistent.
So that what you have is that you depend, for example, on the number of women that are already interested in breastfeeding while they're pregnant. And then they get into hospital settings where they likely encounter a number of obstructions.
Yes.
And so some of them decide not to find the obstructions and they go to bottle feeding. And
right.
Then when you finally get there after delivery,
right.
You have a smaller residue that's managed to continue.
Right. And we have one of the indicators talks about creating a birth notification system so that they can actually talk to moms while they're in the hospital. Because oftentimes they don't get into the WIC clinics for a week or two, and it's already too late by then. So, yeah.
Any other questions? Well, I sort of have a follow-up to that, and maybe some of our physicians, and Jennifer, you mentioned that some facilities maybe did have a policy. Is there a standard protocol on prenatal care? What should be discussed with patients when?
There is a policy, or there is a protocol in place for what should be talked about during the WIC visits, but it's really mom to mom and what their risk factors come up as to what the counselors focus on. And so we're trying to, again, really make it consistent statewide so that there is the group education about breastfeeding and that there is a contact about breastfeeding because it's not always the focus in all the clinics.
Any other questions? Well, thank you to our presenters. Thank you all for coming and braving the cold weather. We really appreciate you being here.